The BFM Resource Center, presented to you by Alliance Bank. It's banking made personal.
BFM 89.9, good afternoon. This is Resource Center. In business, be it local or overseas, where favors and kickbacks are expected, it can be challenging to win business deals. More so when businesses expand overseas. Not only are they faced with cultural and legal nuances, but also expectations. Sometimes the tokens of appreciation are given for relationship building. How do you overcome these and still win deals? Well, I'm here with construction experts Dr. Nehemiah Lee and Jason Koh from Nehemiah Reinforced Soil, and they'll be talking about how you can actually avoid kickbacks and business overseas. Now, before we get into the topic, apart from Malaysia, which other countries are you involved in or planning to introduce the Nehemiah Wall system?
Actually, right now we are actually in India, Sri Lanka, and also Bangladesh. We are looking into Australia market and also Pakistan, and as well as Hong Kong, in fact, we have a chance to enter.
Okay, so these are the plans for the next few years.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I guess we'll get straight to a topic, you know, especially in what you do right now in construction, where the money is huge. Were there cases where you experienced challenges in getting jobs overseas because a decision maker was making it clear to you that there will be no projects without a kickback? And sometimes, you know, in these countries, it's also seen as a cultural thing. So what do you do in this situation? So what's some stories you can share with us?
If it is a very upfront, they tell us directly that without a kickback, we would not get a project, we are prepared to walk away.
Right.
The problem is often it's not direct, and sometimes we can't even catch the hint until much, much later.
Okay. What sort of words do they use?
There are a lot of euphemisms used, like commissions, marketing fees. Or they just want a free trip overseas, or expenses paid.
Right.
So it can be in many different forms. Some are very subtle, some are very direct. And sometimes there was one case whereby we actually was awarded the project. It's just a problem with approval. And we have so much obstacle getting the approval. And every time there is some query or things that we need to support with technical calculations, we do everything that's necessary. And after every obstacle is overcome, at the end of the day, we discover that all he wanted was just
a gift.
A gift.
Okay.
A large gift, which we cannot offer. And we lost the job.
Right.
It's very frustrating.
And how big was this project?
This was quite big. Quite some time ago, I cannot exactly recall. I think it's something like 10 million.
Okay, 10 million. Okay,
yeah.
Quite a major project.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And, you know, how much is usually being demanded? You know, is there a 10% or 20%? What was being bandied around?
I gotta answer that.
It actually varies, and it's depending, can be varies from 5% to 20% or even 30%.
Right.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you upfront.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But most of the time, they do not tell you how much that they require, but we have to actually guess it.
Okay. Yeah. And it comes from both sectors, if you talk about the public or private sectors.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, they will hint at you and, you know, trips and subtle hints and commission, marketing fees. So these are the words to watch out for, right?
Yes.
Okay. In some countries, they do not view it as a kickback. Mm. They view these gifts as culture and tokens of appreciation. Where do you draw the line? You know, sometimes it's just courtesy for us to give a gift. So how do you know what is acceptable and isn't acceptable?
I think first, the quantum of the so-called gift, whereby the quantum is so large that it can influence the decision to in an unfair manner.
Mm.
There is a perversion of justice. If you look at the definition of bribery, to distinguish it from gifts, bribery is abuse of entrusted power for personal or private gain.
Mm.
So if we give a gift so large that you will induce the decision maker to favor a particular party, that person is not supposed to get it, but because of that favor, then it is a bribery.
Right.
If it's a gift for relationship building, normally the quantum is not so big.
Okay.
Say, have a meal together, have a game of golf, or a small little gift. But, for example, there's a case whereby this decision maker received a gift for his daughter's wedding.
Mm.
The ang pao is 30,000. So that is way beyond what a normal gift should be.
Right. Okay.
So that will, of course, influence the decision maker to become biased.
Right.
And that's where it is wrong. It
okay.
is injustice. Yeah.
Okay, so it comes in many ways as well. It's a gift to the wedding for the daughter.
Yeah. It can even be the decision maker's children's education overseas.
Right.
You pay for the tuition fees.
Okay.
So it can take many forms.
Okay. So yeah. you can't go wrong with a gift from Royal Selangor Pewter, for example. That would be fairly safe.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that would be fairly safe.
Yes.
Doing the promotion for them. Okay. Mm. So, you know, sometimes have you been, you know, tempted, you know, to succumb to this because you say this is, or justify, you know, because this is the way people do business, you know, and it's different overseas. You know, like we know certain things that happen locally, but, you know, or whatever, but we could go wrong because we're not too sure how business is done overseas. Because of the nuances, it could be different. Have you been, you know, tempted in that sense?
Temptation abounds
okay.
everywhere. And sometimes the pressure is so tremendous. I think there's a case where we actually, I felt I've compromised on the principles of conducting business with integrity. It's a case where we needed project very badly. It's quite a big project. We are running short of order books, and cash flow was tight. And we have overcome all the obstacles, the technical issues. The only thing left is the green light, a letter to say we should go ahead. And we were told through the intermediary, what is in it for me? So, and in this case, I feel so much pressure that I told the person that I'm a person who will not be ungrateful.
Right.
I will show appreciation for help rendered.
Right.
That's all I told
right.
The person through the intermediary. So the letter of approval came. We got the job. So in that sense, I felt I have compromised the principle.
Hmm.
Although subsequently, through turn of event, when I want to show my appreciation, the person refuse it.
Mm.
That's quite unusual case.
Okay.
He feel a bit embarrassed to want to receive any favor, and he has gone on to a different company and so on.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And this is Resource Center brought to you by Alliance Bank. I'm speaking to Dr. Nehemiah Lee and Jason Koh from Nehemiah Reinforced Soil. And we talk about ways to counter kickbacks in business overseas. And we'll talk about these ways in just a moment. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9. This is Resource Center brought to you by Alliance Bank. I'm speaking to Dr. Nehemiah Lee and Jason Koh from Nehemiah Reinforced Soil about ways to counter kickbacks when doing business overseas. Now, in situations where you have said no to bribery, so there have been cases where you didn't get the job, right?
Yes.
You said the job. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
if not, how has your company survived or performed in the past 17 years?
Hmm. Well, I think this is by the grace of God, I would say, where we have lost projects because we did not conform to the pressure. Somehow, by God's grace, we got some other project coming from sources that we didn't expect to get.
Which had no expectations or anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, the beautiful thing is that there are good and clean people around.
Okay.
Yeah, so that helped to compensate for some of these losses.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess also the fact when you don't do this, or if you do this, what is the impact to business in the long run? If you do succumb to corruption, and if you don't, you know, what are the repercussions in the long run?
Well, for if we don't succumb to bribery, firstly, we have less cost to carry. There's a cost to bribery, corruption. So if compared with another company that offer bribe, we have lower cost.
Right.
And so we are able to offer more competitive pricing. And secondly, we realize that we do not have this alternative avenue to bribe. We work extra hard.
Right.
We try to control our costs better and try to service our customer better, give a better product, quality of product, as well as better service, to try harder. Okay. So that actually helped long-term wise, in the sense that the company becomes stronger, leaner, and more sustainable even through difficult times. Because if we rely on, say, political connection or bribery, we tend to be complacent. And those things are not, well, even let's say you depend on this, a certain individual who have well connected, if they are no longer there, we lost that kind of ability to get jobs. So I think better way of survival is to make ourselves really competent, very good, and very cost effective, and long term wise, I think is an asset to to conduct business with integrity.
So basically, it's about merit when you do the job, that you will do the job well, and also it makes a difference to the bottom line, to the cost of the project, if you don't succumb to these pressures as well.
Yes.
And obviously, in the last 17 years, the company has also grown in terms of manpower.
Yes.
You were saying from three to now about 60 people.
That's right.
Okay. Now, you know, is there also sometimes when you do these projects, because it doesn't just entail you, but it entails other parties as well, all right, from you know, suppliers, you know, co-suppliers and things like that, then there is there also pressure on that end for you to say, can you just say this because you are the block that's stopping it, sort of the whole project from happening?
Yes, sure. From our supplier, we need to pay them because they supply goods to us, and if we do not receive payment, sometimes the bribery that we need to offer or expected from us is that people who certify claims, they also want some kickbacks. Otherwise, they won't certify our claim and the money will not flow to us. If we don't receive money, we've got problem paying our suppliers. Or we are affected by other, we are a subcontractor, we are affected by other subcontractors. Yes. Let's say this project involves many subcontractors. Or the subcontractor are paying something to this resident engineer. Except us. So we become sticking out like a sore thumb, and we are penalized quite heavily. They are extra difficult on us, and we, in fact, we feel pressure to conform.
Right.
Yeah. So
how do you overcome that?
In this particular instance, actually, our cost shot up because they were extra stringent. Our concrete panel normally, we only need to cure it for, say, we can demold it every 24 hours. They want us to cure it longer. So we only can demold it every 2 days. So our productivity dropped by half. As a result, our cost gone up. So it's really cheaper to pay him, and then we can increase our productivity. So we just have to stand by our principle.
Right.
Yeah.
And
persevere.
I guess also now that you've, you know, in a couple of countries and people know what you stand for, has that resulted in other jobs?
I think on the whole, because people prefer to deal with a company that they can trust. And we have, after 17 years of in business, we have achieve certain level of reputation that we mean what we say, we try to do the best possible job. I think it has helped us to secure jobs. Probably that is one of the reasons why we become the market leader now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So over time, it may seem like a short-term solution, but in the long term, it actually pays to not succumb to these pressures.
Yeah. Long-term wise is very good. Short-term wise might be disadvantage.
Right.
Because we don't offer bribe, we lose the job.
Mm.
Long-term money is definitely an asset.
All right. And, you know, how do you feel, you know, after spending a lot of time and money to bid a particular project, only to find out that the approval would not be given unless you're prepared to pay a fee to the decision makers, especially at the last bid? You know, what's that feeling? How do you get over that feeling?
Very, very upsetting. In fact, very angry. This overseas project happened.
Mm.
And 1 year later, we lost the job. I came back, I wrote a very angry letter to very high up in the hierarchy in that country.
Right.
The reaction was they asked my local partner to ask me to withdraw that letter.
Hmm.
Otherwise, I can forget about business in that country. So eventually I gave in to my partner's request and withdrew my letter.
Right.
I just wrote another letter to say I retract the earlier letter.
Mm.
That was to the extent how upset
okay.
I was. And I refused to go to that country for the next few years.
Okay. Now, when you retracted that letter, did you feel defeated?
Yeah, very discouraged. So that's where I think faith in God helps, knowing that God is for justice and corruption perverts justice. So eventually, trusting Him that He will deliver us, because God is all-powerful, way beyond the winds and fancies of men. So after a while, I get back my rhythm again and continue on.
Okay.
And really, the key is perseverance.
All right. And how long were you working on that project, thinking that you're going to get that deal, and then to find out that it didn't happen?
Took about 6 to 9 months to get that deal in black and white, and took another year to get the approval, the green light, to get ahead with the project, and lost it eventually to another guy who I'm pretty sure of a bribe.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So in also, I guess when you're talking about how it actually affects the bottom line to a project, because the costs actually go up. On average, what kind of cost? How much does it go up because you actually, if you actually pay bribes, how much can the project suddenly shoot up to?
Like Jason say, it varies from 5-30%. Yeah.
So something that costs
that would be the built-in cost.
Yeah.
Right, a built-in cost. So something that costs 100 million would end up costing 130 million.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just putting bigger figures to this. All right.
Yeah, it's not surprised that kind of figure. Yeah. In certain places.
In certain places as well.
Because there are so many levels of corruption need to be satisfied.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can quote you one country where we. In this country where we wanted to enter, and we upfront we said we do not want to practice any of these shady deals. We want to conduct business with integrity. We don't offer bribe. My local partner says, in that case, don't come to this country. It's not possible.
Mm.
So eventually, the deal we had, the arrangement we had with my local partner is that I offer only purely technical support. I collect some royalty for technology transfer. He do the rest. To my surprise, our normal price, let's say, is 200 ringgit per square meter. I saw his price to the client eventually something like 200 USD per meter square. So I asked, how come you're quoting such a high price? He said, I got so many levels of corruption to satisfy up to the very, very top.
Right.
Yeah. So the cost actually is
from 200 ringgit to 200 USD.
Especially in those very poor, underdeveloped countries, the corruption level is even higher.
And I guess that's probably the reason the country is in that state in the first place.
That's right.
All right. So in these sort of cases, when you have to do, I guess just finally, what would your advice be to people as they're doing business overseas? And you know, in your case, you did not do your part, but your local partner did. So you obviously can't stop what they want to do, but so long as your conscience is clear.
That's where I felt I had compromised, because I did not state upfront, and being minority partner, I couldn't influence totally. I have no control. So actually, I have wind up down that joint venture.
Right.
I'm thinking going there all by myself.
All right.
So that I have full control over how to do the business and without having to compromise.
Mm.
But having said that, overseas is very difficult. I mean, this is adding extra difficulty to do a business in another country where the even we can speak the same language, but because
the meaning is different.
Meaning is different due to cultural nuances and
all
political
right.
nuances. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Any yeah. final words around this topic? Jason or Dr. Lee?
Faith in God, trust God to do what is right.
Right.
And
in
God will honor if we stick to the principle that He asks us to do that. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's still good business sense.
Yeah, God's grace. I mean, somehow God will provide.
All right. Jason, any words?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And okay, on that note, thanks for that. I've been speaking to Dr. Nehemiah Lee and Jason Koh from Nehemiah Reinforced Soil, and tomorrow Resource Center, Sheikh Shanas and Peter Gunn from 95% of the Academy speak about pandering to stereotypes in advertising. BFM 89.9.
The Resource Center on BFM 89.9 is brought to you by Alliance Bank, where you're more than just a customer. With Alliance Bank, it's banking made personal.